Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy, first of all, how's Alvarez doing?
Sore, but got him pretty good. But it looked like he didn't get him in the elbow. It was more like the tricep muscle area. So sore, but he was back in the dugout with some ice there in the ninth inning. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow. But as of right now, we're not planning on doing any x-rays or anything like that. So
after that win on Sunday, you came here and just said we really needed that one. Did you sense anything? A little any looseness that maybe had not been there today?
Not really. It was good to get that one on Sunday against something positive for the off day. But I just thought today nothing in particular other than really good at bats. You know, executing a good game plan, and especially against King there from the first inning. But as far as like. Not really, but just like I said, good players going out there and executing.
Obviously, the piggyback situation worked about as well as you could have hoped for. Is that now something that you think you'll plan on rolling out again on Sunday?
Yes, but we still got to talk about whether we want to go the same way with Clay or Sean, or do we start Sean because of the lineups. Some looking at the Nationals and some of their lefties at the top, so we got to have those discussions, but that's the plan, to do it again on Sunday.
Andy?
What do you see as the main difference with Manaea? I know it's sort of started in Philly, but is he pitching a little bit more aggressively, pitching inside more?
Yes. The aggressiveness, competing in the strike zone, his ability to elevate the fastball. But I think it's just conviction there with every throw, every pitch he makes. Expanding when he needs to, getting ahead, staying on the attack. There's a lot to like there. So it was good to see him going out there and had that type of performance.
I think it's just when he was struggling versus now, that's just that adjustment and approach that was needed. And now you're seeing him.
I think he's a little bit of everything. Because even in some of the outings that he got hit hard, he was pretty much dominating for three innings. You know, it was always that second or third time through that teams got him. But we saw a pretty effective guy out of the gate, right? And then he just ran out of gas. But today, we saw a guy that I feel like he got better as the game went, you know. So mechanics, him feeling a lot better physically, and now he's getting results.
Gary?
Clay was pretty good. Obviously, looked pretty good. 53 pitches, four innings with a big lead. Like, was 53, was that right in your range? Did you think about going to a fifth inning with him because of the lead?
No, because then.
How did that work out? Was that where you
wanted him? We knew with the lineup that we got today from them, we knew we wanted to play the matchups as much as possible. So you're trying to extend Clay there. Now you're looking at Clay facing three lefties in a row again. And then you got Manaea facing righties for the first time. So, I was aggressive there, but I thought I needed to, give those guys a good matchups there.
Andy?
Sorry, if those lefties had come up in the middle of an inning, would you have brought Sean in the middle of an inning?
Yes. So that was last hitter for Clay there. Basically gave him an extra one there, you know, trying to give him opportunity to finish that inning and then give Sean Manaea a clean inning. But like I said, if Clay would have lost that hitter right there, Sean was coming in with two guys on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.